Beyond the speeches, the balloons, and the nomination of a presidential candidate in Boston this week, there is an elaborate courtship of money and politics. Loopholes in current finance laws allow both parties' conventions to serve as an oasis of influence peddling, where special interest groups finance lavish parties for those with political power. From Boston, NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Last night, as delegates celebrated the nomination of the boyishly handsome John Edwards, vice presidential nomination, it represented the public pageantry at the heart of political party conventions. But when the cheers die down, the real business of the convention is hard to miss. During the day, high up on the ninth floor of the Fleet Center, a handwritten sign lists the corporations and associations that have bought the right to watch the convention from these lofty perches of privilege, stocked with fine wine and champagne.
Fidelity, Simon Properties and New Balance,
IBM and Verizon.
Micha Sifri is a senior analyst with Public Campaign, which advocates for campaign finance reform. Private donors have poured more than $100 million into the Democratic and Republican conventions this summer, nearly double the amount raised 4 years ago. Although the McCain-Feingold law prohibits national political parties from accepting this so-called soft money, last year the Federal Election Commission ruled that convention host committees could, which Sifri says opened the floodgates.
This is the kind of setting where you get the whole congressional delegation from Massachusetts is three doors down from IBM and Verizon. Some of them are giving literally million-dollar contributions, get all kinds of access and benefits in return that the average person doesn't.
Meanwhile, outside the Fleet Center, interest groups and corporations are hosting extravagant parties. There are some 250 events scheduled this week, many of them to honor the politically powerful. Fred Wertheimer, president of Democracy 21, pushing for campaign and ethics reform, says this is all made possible by a loophole in congressional ethics rules.
We're in this ridiculous situation where a corporation or a lobbyist can't spend more than $50 to buy a meal for a member of Congress, but under this loophole in the congressional ethics rules, they can spend $50,000 or $100,000 to honor a member of Congress.
A case in point is right here, just across the street from the elegant Boston Public Garden at the exclusive Excelsior Restaurant. Inside, the American Gas Association is hosting a lunch for New Mexico Senator Jeff Bingaman, a ranking member of the Senate Energy Committee. Now, am I allowed to go in here?
Not without an invitation.
Oh, I can't go in?
Not without an invitation.
The event is closed to the media. But on her way in, Peggy Hudson, a vice president for BP America, says her company is not here to buy access.
I wouldn't say that's buying access. I would say that that's an opportunity for us to once again have face time with a member to explain our issues and to talk about things that are important for the country.
When Senator Bingaman agrees to come outside, he too rejects the suggestion that his allegiance is for sale.
These are people we see on a fairly regular basis. We see people who disagree with them on a regular basis.
But Fred Wertheimer of Democracy 21 says Congress should shut down the loophole that allows this kind of special interest money to flow.
The American Gas Association has a $700,000 entertainment budget for both of the national conventions. They're laying down some chits now, and they'll be back later.
If that's the case, there'll be lots of chits outstanding when this convention wraps up. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.